Now, have you noticed the amount of friends that now claim they are gluten intolerant? They have to be gluten free, and they're so restrictive when they're coming over for din-dins.
And I've wondered if they've been to the doctor about this, or it's just a Google thing, or they're just joining in.
Exactly. Mm. So we thought we'd turn to an expert who can tell us whether or not we've suddenly become all very much gluten intolerant. Cindy O'Meara is a nutritionist, and she's a producer of the doco What's With Wheat. G'day, Cindy.
Hello.
So is it all of the above, Cindy? There are some that, you know, dietitians have suggested. Others are just doing it because their friends said it worked for me.
Well, I think what we have to do is we have to look at the agricultural practices of wheat and how they've changed.
Right.
So we've been eating wheat for probably 17,000, maybe 10,000 to 17,000 years without it being an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then our agricultural practices changed after the year 2000. And one of the companies called Monsanto, who produces Roundup, said that their product would be good as a desiccant for the grain of wheat and legumes and barley and oats. And so what's happened is that about a week, maybe 2 weeks before harvest, they spray it with Roundup.
Hang on. You mean the Roundup that we use to kill our weeds?
That's right.
Jeez.
Yeah, and this is what's happening. And it's not every farmer in Australia is doing it, or the US or the UK, but if they're in a wet area, the desiccation process dries out the crop and allows the crop to be harvested far easier than if it's wet. So, you know, and it kills the wheat. It doesn't so much increase the yield, but it makes harvesting easier. So now we have this amazing amount of Roundup in our food supply, and Roundup has patents on as an antibiotic. It has a patent as a chelating agent for minerals, and it stops something called the shikimate pathway in our bacteria in our gut. So we're ruining our gut, we're ruining the bacteria, and now more and more people are becoming not only intolerant to wheat, but other products as well, such as soya, chickpeas even, eggs, and all of these things we're becoming intolerant to because of the destruction of our gut bacteria.
So, well, I was going to say, it makes perfect sense is the fact that we, like you said, for 17,000 years or whatever, because it seemed weird. I must admit, I wasn't going your way. I was always thinking, so why have we changed as humans? But when you get to that starting point, it makes much more sense.
So, what can we do about this, Cindy? Are there alternatives out there where you're not ingesting a poison?
Well, I hate to say this, but Australia needs to, and I've actually asked APRA to do, not APRA, Australian Pesticide and Veterinary Medicine Authority to do this, to stop the desiccation of our foods with Roundup. So they already use Roundup pre-seeding. They will use Roundup on genetically modified foods because it's called Roundup Ready. But they do not have to use it in the desiccation process.
Right.
And they use that with, you know, many things. So I've already asked them, but they're not listening and they haven't answered me. And I think we as a, you know, as the people of Australia need to be educated about this and stop this. Like I was talking to Dr. Don Huber. He's a plant pathologist in the US yesterday. I had a 2-hour interview with him and I asked him, what do we do about this? And he just said, we will look back and we will realize that we didn't stop these corporations and we didn't stop the destruction of our foods for the sake of our children that are coming on. And he really believes we've destroyed a generation of children as a result of this practice.
Wow.
I'm astonished because we didn't know this interview was going to go this way, Cindy.
Nah.
We thought it might get a little bit light and fluffy and you might tell us that, yes, there are a few people that are allergic, but the rest of us are jumping on the bandwagon. Never did I believe that we would be having this conversation about a poison.
And yet it does make sense.
Yeah, well, I don't think we necessarily have a gluten problem. We have a glyphosate problem, which is the active ingredient in Roundup.
Wow. Mm. Okay.
It's on my documentary, What's With Wheat. I talk about it. I learned this information, back in 2011 when I started to become intolerant to wheat.
Right.
You know, and
so you were surprised yourself after your investigation.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I was like, well, what's wrong with wheat? I'm a nutritionist. I've eaten it for, you know, a whole life without a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Okay. Mind blown, Cindy.
Yeah.
Where can people access your doco?
You can just go to whatswithwheat.com. It's also available on, you know, other modalities across like Vimeo and Amazon and things like that. But I always say to people, go to whatswithwheat.com. It's easy to access and easy to watch.
Just before you go, because we all have life wish lists, how realistic is it now that we are this far down the track for us to be able to stop that and what you're suggesting? Or is it a wish list as opposed to a reality?
Well, at the moment, Monsanto and Bayer are being sued for their product Roundup in the US, and there's been three cases where they've been found guilty, and each of the plaintiffs have been given $80 million each.
Jeez.
There are 14,000 more plaintiffs with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that they're going to have to go through. So I think, like DDT, it will be banned, but the problem is it stays in some soils for up to 20 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Yes.
We're still going to have a problem, but if, you know, like I think what I do is I'm an activist. I keep annoying my council to stop spraying it on our verges and our playgrounds, on our sports grounds. I contact Australian Pesticide and Veterinary Medicine Authority. They have registered 596 products with glyphosate in it that are allowed to be used in Australia. It's like, unless we wake up as a people and we start to become activists and we tell people we're not going to get anywhere.
Cindy, it's incredible talking to you today. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.